I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Light Up Your Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about Simulate, visit simulate.com. Joining me today is Terry Genvey, Lead Solution Architect UK and Europe of Simulate. Welcome, Terry. So great to have you with us on the show.
Hi, thank you for the warm welcome. It's great to be speaking with you today.
So, Terry, on average, how many security controls does an organization have? And subsequently, what are the challenges they face related to that amount?
It's a really complex question to answer, as it varies by the it varies by the size and nature of the organization, sure, along with the frameworks that they're trying to align to or aspiring to meet. So typically organizations have many security controls in place, and this number continues to increase as companies react to ongoing attacks against them. Inevitably, this leads to issues with things like visibility, support, knowledge, and resource. So organizations buy security controls to fill gaps that are often identified reactively in response to a news story, a successful breach, or an audit, which may occur as infrequently as once a year. Now, they may not understand the nature of that gap or how it relates specifically to the organization. And what happens is the gap is filled, the controls put in place, but there's no way of knowing whether it's effective at protecting the organization. Now, does the team have the sufficient knowledge to maintain those controls? And does the CISO know whether that control is going to be meeting the purpose of the organization moving forward? So finally, as we know, it's not uncommon for a CISO to be managing a portfolio of technologies, some of which are legacy, or they've been inherited from predecessors, or often through mergers and acquisitions. So overall visibility and effective management are the real challenges related to that increase in that number of security controls in organizations.
Okay, great. That's really helpful. And I guess, what is security controls validation for anyone who's listening who might not know? And then why should it be conducted frequently?
So security control validation empowers organizations to continuously challenge the controls in the same way that an attacker would, by using thousands of simulated exploits, commands, and techniques. This really enables an organization to identify weaknesses and misconfigurations in those controls and gives them the information required to tighten these and ensure that they're as secure as possible on an ongoing basis. So in terms of frequency, I would recommend that security control validation is conducted as frequently as possible, because organizations are under ever-increasing attack and existing configurations of products may not be effective at protecting against these latest threats.
And how does this help with continuous security testing?
Now, if these attacks can be fully automated to run on a continuous basis, it's going to allow us to deliver a greater assurance that the controls we've currently got protecting the organization are working, and they're going to keep doing that on a more frequent basis, certainly over traditional exercises such as penetration testing, like I say, which is generally limited to that snapshot in time. So all about that ongoing continuous basis, giving us that constant visibility.
Okay, great. And what does Simulate offer regarding security controls validation? And how does, I mean, you just kind of touched upon this, but how does that compare to a pen test?
Yeah, so the Simulate SaaS-based platform enables organizations to continuously challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture. And we give them that level of visibility across the entire kill chain whilst leveraging things like the MITRE attack framework. Now, I touched on some of those differences straight away. So the main difference, of course, from pen testing, first of all, being that actually, unlike that traditional penetration test, is frequency. So that is a major advantage straight away. The next difference would be the scope. Penetration testing typically focuses on a limited scope. I don't speak to any organization that tests their entire environment every time. So how does the pen test provide assurance that the organization is secure for anything other than what's included in that scope? Now, Simulate enables organizations to test across the kill chain as frequently as they desire. So this means that scope no longer becomes a factor. And we should also start to talk about things such as the budget as well. Many of my customers spend a significant amount of money on pen testing, and yet they recognize the limitations. Security control validation can be delivered cost effectively, yet provide that ongoing assurance piece. And finally, we should also start to talk about outcomes. Penetration tests can vary, but they typically provide recommendations rather than clear remediation advice. Often, they lack context, and they can lead a CISO to build their security strategy around advice, which is limited to a snapshot in time. Now, Simulate delivers clear contextual reporting with quantifiable outcomes that can be used to improve that existing security posture, as well as supporting the CISO in providing risk-based analysis and recommendation to board-level execs.
Okay, and additionally, is there the ability to customize these controls for various enterprises? And if so, how?
Absolutely. So one of the key strengths of the platform is that it caters for organizations of all sizes and all security maturity. This means that along with the pre-canned assessments and the pre-canned assessment templates we offer, organizations can create their own tests based on specific criteria that they are most concerned about. And this could be something as simple as building and customizing your own phishing template, all the way through to actually creating and crafting your own advanced persistent threat. And all of that's template driven. And these templates can be built using our intuitive interface and using the editor, which enables all users to understand precisely what that assessment is going to do and what the actual assessment is going to provide in terms of output.
Okay. And speaking of output, what is the output of validating security controls by attack vector?
That's a great question. So we've gone to great lengths to standardize the format of the technical and the executive reports that are generated by the platform. So technical output typically consumed within the interface, allowing the team to not only view the results, but also identify precisely how an attack works, how it'd be successful, and the various components it would make use of. So by educating in this manner, it can help identify and quantify policy and configuration changes, and also be used to build that clear action plan for the organization. Executive reports, clear, concise, they're going to enable the CISO to articulate the cybersecurity risk to even non-technical management members. And that's due in part to the fact that the platform reports focus on risk scores and clear remediation actions.
So how do teams identify weakness and remedy the company's postures? Is that something that Simulate helps advise on as well?
Yes, certainly. So the technical team can identify the weaknesses with ease through the award-winning interface. One of the challenges with identifying your exposure is prioritizing the remediation response. So the platform helps organizations to understand impact, which is key, the impact of the attack and its techniques, and also start to build that prioritization for the remediation based on that impact level and the risk and probability. And of course, we're here to help as well. So the platform license includes full access into our customer success team, who are on hand to assist with any aspect of platform use, understanding the output of the assessments, and for more complex or customized requirements, we can also provide professional services on request as well.
Wonderful. Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining me on the show. This was really great.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Light Up Your Security is brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about our sponsor, Simulate, visit simulate.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.